Lufthansa Consulting Aviation Talk.
Hello and welcome to Lufthansa Consulting Aviation Talk. My name is Sebastian Kaiser and I'm your new host. Myself, I'm here at Lufthansa Consulting and consultant, being part of the solution group Customer Experience. Today, I want to talk to you about a key pillar in the aviation industry. It's about ground operations. Therefore, I have a special guest on my side, a real key expert, Eric Kuhn. Eric, do you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah. Hi, Sebastian. Thank you for having me here. I'm happy to talk about ground operations because indeed I would say I'm an actual ground operations geek. I'm working in the industry and especially in ground operations since almost 10 years. I started my career actually in the lost and found department in Zurich Airport, where I was tracing bags and looking for lost sunglasses all around the world, and then started my career there towards all very different ground operations streams at Zurich Airport, before then moving to the airline side here in Frankfurt, and now since 2 years I'm as well a consultant and member of the solution group infrastructure and operations here at Lufthansa Consulting.
And as you have worked in ground operations all over the world, is it really defined everywhere the same, or do we have multiple definitions around the world?
Well, that's actually a good point, Sebastian. Ground operations is a topic which is defined in various ways all over the world. And indeed, we have the luck working for Lufthansa Consulting that we have a perspective from different views all over the world into ground operations. So for us, ground operations is everything operational, what happens at an airport, from touchdown of the aircraft until departure of the aircraft, until takeoff of the aircraft, is what happens during ground operations. So actually you could imagine putting a bowl over the airport. Everything what happens underneath is for us ground operational processes.
Cool. Okay, thank you for this definition. But if I have now in mind my last flight and then taking back my flight experience from previous years, it doesn't seem like that this area has a lot of change in it. It's still really old fashioned, it's not really digital. Can you describe us why it's like that?
Well, you're absolutely right, Sebastian. But there are different problems why ground operations is not really innovative. First of all, it's a highly regulated business. It's all about standard operational procedures and it's everything is regulated. Then second of all, you have a lot of players along this process chain in ground operations. You have a lot of silo thinking and you have the big three players, the airline, the airport and the ground handler, which actually should work close together to deliver successful ground operations. But there the problem starts that a lot of investment would be needed to be innovative, and ground operations is actually the first thing which cost cutting appears. It's very cost sensitive. So airlines always want to save money in ground operations. Airports do not want to spend money on ground operations, and the ground handler does not have money to be very innovative.
So now, as you have mentioned these three players, is that the magic triangle? And who is involved now as the key stakeholders in there?
Exactly, Sebastian. As said, for me and for us, the magic triangle in ground operations, airport, ground handler and the airline. Only those three players can together deliver a successful and safe operations at the airport. And there is actually where the challenge starts, because none of them alone can deliver a successful ground operations product. I mean, of course, there are always exemptions in the world where, for example, our colleagues here at Frankfurt Airport, Fraport does as well ground handling services, or Lufthansa does as well have insourced ground handling services. There are always exemptions, but in general, there are these three big players which need to work together to deliver a successful product.
All right. So now if you have defined ground operations and also know the magic triangle with the key three stakeholders, now here at Lufthansa Consulting, we have like a new hot topic, which is Ground Operation 2030. How does these three players play a role in that?
Yes, exactly. That's our new topic, which we are currently spending a lot of hours working on right now. We wanted to face exactly this issue that people see around the world, that ground operations is not innovative. There are a lot of beautiful white papers and magazines written, for example, about customer experience and those topics, but not that much about the real operations. So that's where we want to start and see what are the current core problems of our operations at the airport and what are the future mega trends. Because for us to deliver successful operations, that's actually key. First of all, you have to solve your current core problems, but you have to combine it with the aviation mega trends to be successful in 2030. And that's where our initiative starts now, Ground Operations 2030, where we want to show where does the operation need to be in 10 years.
And can you give me an example for these core problems and challenges which you just have mentioned to go a little bit more into detail here?
So we clustered GO 2030, Ground Operations 2030, into five core topics. First of all, it's about airport infrastructure. Second of all, it's about ramp operation, customer journey, stakeholder collaboration, and irregularity management. Going back to airport infrastructure, the problem is if you want to plan and build a new airport, it takes you easily 15 years. For example, Frankfurt Terminal 3 will be finished in 2026. They started the planning in 1999. So imagine what is being developed and how the technology evolved in 27 years. So the problem there is that the infrastructure is always behind the technological evolvement. Then we have ramp operations. As you said, Sebastian, on your last flight, if you watch out the windows, still the same processes as 25 years ago. There we have the problem that it's highly regulated and very labor-intensive work. So not that many new innovations have been developed in the last years there. Then we have customer journey as well there, a highly regulated field which needs a lot of investments, which have to be covered by one of the big players, but none of the big players wants to invest the money on their own. Then we have irregularity management. Still, you know the chaos when we have a snowstorm here in Frankfurt. It's just terrible. The terminals are crowded. It doesn't matter with which airline you fly. It's a chaos all over Europe. And last but not least, one of the major core problems nowadays, which we identified, is stakeholder collaboration. We have still so many players which are working along the operational process stream. They do not work with one front end. They still work with manual data. They do not share their data, despite there are so many possibilities to work with this data and be more successful.
Thank you, Eric, for introducing us to the five focus topics of the Ground Operation 2030 initiative, naming infrastructure, ramp ops, customer journey, IREC management, and stakeholder management. Maybe due to the time, can you give us for two of them a more detailed view into the solution of them?
I can, and there I would like to start talking about ramp operations, because personally I think ramp operations is one field where a lot of innovation is needed relatively soon. Talking about ramp operations, I think out-of-the-box processes, artificial intelligence, connected data, and full automatization characterize future ramp operations. Specifically talking about ramp processes without human interaction at all. Really fully automated aircraft handling processes supported by artificial intelligence and robotics. Not one human touching anything around the aircraft. Or talking about smart ground support equipment. Intelligent TSE, including fully autonomous driving and handling, increase the performance and the safety on the ramp. Then the next topic which I would like to dive deeper into is stakeholder collaboration. There for me, it's full data sharing, real-time passenger and baggage tracking, plus in-depth partnership, which characterize this topic. So as already said, the big topic there is data sharing. Data sharing in all sector. Availability of personal data with one scan for all stakeholders. Passenger collaborative decision making. One tool to steer the passenger along the whole processes. And, for example, a really quick win is use of already existing data. Currently unused data could outline new optimization potential for all the three stakeholders in the magic triangle.
Now, listening to all to your solutions, I really identify you have a lot of trends what are coming up in there. And we as the Solution Group Customer Experience, we have also prepared a trend study where we have already talked about here in the podcast. But maybe taking that up, the trends of the future, what do you think will be the trend which will influence the ground operation the most?
Well, that's hard to say, of course. But talking about the future, I think there is one really, really hot topic, which is UAV operation.
That's something I really, really enjoy to hear.
Yes, and that's really a hot topic. So talking about UAV, there are a lot of very good and very high-level fancy concepts. I'm very happy to read a lot in the news about Lilium, Volocopter and all those companies. But for me, as an ops guy, there are several challenges which actually face all the five core topics of Go 2030. Only speaking about airport infrastructure, imagine the current airports. I don't know where LilyJets and Volocopters could land right now at Frankfurt Airport that it would be an advantage for the passenger. I currently don't know how the ramp operations processes should look like today, that the baggage which is transported with the air taxi can move directly into the belly of my aircraft which is departing to New York. Or then going to irregularity management. I don't know who is then responsible for the transfer from the air taxi to the aircraft. So these are trends which really influence the whole ground operations at the airport, and solutions have to be found.
That's really understandable. Imagine now I'm a ground operations director. How would you say, what are my next steps for implementing these new solutions and preparing for the future of that trend approaching me?
Well, good question. So the first step you already took, you listen to this podcast, that's already great. Second step, go on our webpage and read our first lead article about Go 2030. And then there you will find the contact details, contact us, and let's talk about the future challenges and how we together can solve it.
That's really great. Thank you, Eric, so much for all of the insights you gave us for Go 2030. Thank you for tuning in, first of all. Second of all, if you are really interested in the key challenges, Lufthansa Consulting, we prepare single articles, which we will also present on our website, where you can have a deep dive into the challenges of Go Ground Operation 2013. And further, if you have any questions, please feel free to contact us at mail@lhconsulting.com. So far, thank you for listening. Stay safe, take care, and auf Wiedersehen. Lufthansa Consulting Aviation Talk.